Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
14 current or former Mississippi law enforcement officers. An affidavit revealed Tuesday, November 4th. Here's the part for us. Chaz Wiseman, he is the head football coach at Memphis Business Academy. I actually know an assistant coach over there who has been charged with four felonies. I do not know the head coach.
All right.
Has been charged with four felonies in connection to accepting money to provide protection to drug dealers moving through the area.
Jeez.
He was arrested on October 30th, so last month, a few days ago, and has since been released on bond. On his Facebook page, the day after the arrests were announced, again reading from Jody Callahan's story of the Daily Memphian, Wiseman wrote, "The lies won't stand. I'm trusting God." Reached by phone Tuesday, Wiseman would not comment. He was hired as head coach in 2023 over at NBA. He's been placed on administrative leave, as you would expect, according to their co-CEO over at NBA. NBA is aware of the situation involving one of our employees. The co-CEO, April Bubbo, said, "We take all matters related to student and safety, staff safety very seriously." Also arrested was Asan Roach, a Memphis Shelby County School Resource Officer. He's on administrative leave, according to MCS. And if you scroll down, I mean, Wiseman must have been pretty highly thought of because he's scheduled to coach one of the two teams in this year's AutoZone Liberty Bowl High School All-Star Game that I used to cover.
Damn.
It's been going on for years. It's in MUS, where it usually always was when I covered it. It's for December 13th. He was one of the two coaches that was going to coach.
Yeah.
Usually you got to have, led a pretty good program. They finished their regular season 6-4 over at NBA, scheduled to play Huntington in the state football playoffs on Friday.
Wow.
Man. With his wife, apparently, Jasmine Wiseman also runs a company called Wise Protection that, according to its website, provides armed and unarmed security guards for their commercial and residential properties and allegedly for drug dealers.
Damn. Whoa. We're a little too close to the drug dealers here.
Come on, man. You're a leader in this case, of kids, of impressionable kids,
That's a good program they've been running, too.
NBA's good program. Like I said, that assistant coach I know is a fantastic dude.
Yep.
And he's over there because of those kids. I've been to NBA. I've spoken to some of their one of their classes. I think it was their senior class. I mean, NBA's got some good things going on. We were just over there this past weekend for a scrimmage. My kid had a scrimmage against one of their teams, one of their sixth grade teams. Mm-hmm. And, I love the place, love everything about it. And, over there in Fraser and – this is obviously unfortunate. I hate it for, he's obviously going to, we're going to have to figure out, what kind of, whether or not he's guilty, innocent until proven guilty, we get all that.
Process.
But for that football team right now that's got a playoff game this weekend, that's a distraction, obviously, not to say the least. And, my football coaches back in the day just coached football. They didn't have side jobs like this. And in this case, man, you seem like you got a good business with the security guard thing. You still got to turn over a larger profit, though, apparently. You got to do more. I don't get it.
I teased you about this story from Marshall Academy, and I pulled it up, if you don't mind me also sharing Preps News.
Sure.
Marshall Academy will pay a $7,500 fine and miss the playoffs in a bizarre outing. Marshall Academy did not run plays during the second half at Washington School last Friday. The team is said to have refused to kick the ball to its opponent. Officials declared the contest a forfeit, and this is from Super Talk Mississippi. $7,500 fine, and they were trying to throw the contest to get a lower seed because they were trying to avoid somebody. So they don't even make the playoffs. They're fined $7,500. The coaches received a postseason suspension, the team postseason suspension, and all of this is under review by the Mississippi. So that they were trying to throw the game to change seeds, and they didn't even run plays in the second half.
Wow.
Yeah, crazy. So we got a drug dealer in Memphis, and they're throwing games in Mississippi.
Yeah, this one sounds like they got him pretty—
allegedly.
Allegedly, that's key. Innocent until proven guilty. The indictment, though, says that back to the NBA coach. Sorry, says law. No problem at all. I mean, that's a crazy story.
It is crazy.
And we love the preps around here.
I do, too. Pay attention to this. My wife is the one who sent me the story.
Law enforcement officers provided armed escort services on multiple occasions to an FBI agent posing as a member of a Mexican—
oh, jeez.
Yeah. Of a Mexican drug cartel. So they were undercover.
Escorts like male-female companion type escorts, is where, presumably?
No. They're just talking about armed
okay.
Escort services.
For the security.
Yes.
Security purposes.
Yes.
So from his business.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. That is interesting that we've got folks who are doing the security detail, and we've seen this story a couple of times this week, you know, and they're in the ring.
Yeah, the indictments alleged the officers understood they were helping to transport 55 pounds of cocaine through Mississippi, Delta counties, and into Memphis. Some of the officers also provided escort services, armed escort services.
To bring the drugs,
allegedly.
To protect
the transportation of the drug proceeds.
God, that is crazy, Jason. That's very deep.
Yeah, when you got the feds, you know, at a high school in Memphis.
That's a lot of dope.
Mm-hmm. It's reached the governor down in Mississippi because of all the apparently Mississippi law enforcement officers that are involved as well. So this is a deep operation.
Wow.
And to be honest, Chaz Wiseman, who I think probably will probably never coach an NBA again, only seems like a small piece of what seems like a very big operation here that operated through counties here in the area, down through Mississippi and up through Memphis. So crazy story.
Well, let me just say this. Obviously. The folk, because I talked to Harold Grader a lot, and we're going to see another one of the coaches and the players this week at the Touchdown Club. Clark Lee is going to be there, and they talk about this game every single week that we have this. They've got a lot of great coaches that are part of that charity game that they do in December, and they'll find somebody good for it.
I always love that event because what you would have during that week of practice leading up to it is a lot of times guys who hadn't been as seen maybe by college coaches or just the coaches in the area because they're at some of the smaller schools. Maybe they're at a Hillcrest or a Sheffield. Those guys get an opportunity to be seen that week. And what you've had as a result of it is scholarship opportunities for guys that done in some cases with their high school seasons because they were on teams that didn't do anything, not going to the playoffs or whatever else. They get this opportunity that week, and they can get scholarships. They've gotten scholarship
get in front of coaches
out of that
out
week because they're in front of coaches out there and everything else. And that's one of the things that I've absolutely loved, and it's made that game super special over the years because it's not just a sort of crowning of the area's best, but it's also an opportunity for many of those guys to get offers, to get improved offers, things like that. And so it's been a wonderful undertaking, and they obviously had no idea when they were selecting the coaches this year that Wiseman would have these kinds of charts.
I'll be rooting for MBA, though. Hey, for those kids, go beat Huntington, and, you know, you gotta just – turn it off and try to go focus on the game now.
Yeah, that's a blow. That's a blow losing your head coach. But they do, like I said, I know one of the assistant coaches very well, and it sounds like they've got the foundation of an improved program. Hopefully they can go out there and win on Friday night. But a crazy story.
That is nuts.
Memphis Business Academy here on this day. We've got more to do in hour number three. We mentioned it, Ed Scott. Dr. Ed Scott's going to join us 125 in studio. That is the plan to talk about Memphis Athletics. Before we do, though, and here right after this break, I want to talk about this Memphis-Tulane game and specifically what John Summerall, the Tulane coach, had to say about Memphis. Let's get the Tulane side and sort of how they're looking at things and how they view, what kind of challenge they view Memphis being. Obviously, they're number 22 in the country, but very interested when I read those John Summerall comments this morning. I think you'll find them interesting, too. This is J&J, 929 FM ESPN. Always got to let that beat drop before you come in. Robert Irwin Jewelers is the place to go for whatever your jewelry needs are. Hopefully for you, maybe it's popping the question and getting that engagement ring. Such an important time in your life. And Howie knows that. Howie, our man over at Robert Irwin Jewelers, he and his family have been in business doing this for 40-plus years, almost 50 now. And they've been successful for a very good reason. They know how important this is to you. They're going to make you the best deal. You're going to get the yes because it's going to be the ring that she wants, whether it's from her head, a drawing, they can make it custom, or if she's got an idea already from that selection and likes what she sees, or if you like what you see, you need to know what she likes, man. I'll just be honest with you. I had blown it. I was naive. I just went in there. Hey, give me a couple of carrots. Went to a big box store. Nothing on it. No free jewelry, spa service for life like you get with Howie. You don't get any of the great ways to pay, all the options. I blew it, and the big box store closed. Faith still looks at me to this day like, what'd you do, fool? You should have gone to Robert Irwin Jewelers. I wish I'd known Howie at this time. I'm trying to educate you, if you don't already know, on Howie and over at Robert Irwin Jewelers. You can ask her now, pay later, financing like 24 months deferred interest, or take up to 60 months to pay at a low APR. It's going to make you the best deal of your life on whatever the jewelry gift you need is. Make sure you get over there. Bigger, brighter diamonds, better prices at Robert Irwin Jewelers, always, and online at rijewelers.com. Told you real quick here before we get to, and I believe they'll be pulling up here soon, Dr. Ed Scott, athletics director over at Memphis, wanted to talk about because we're on this side.
Sure.
You know, how Memphis feels about Tulane. We've talked about this game. Certainly a Tulane team that you're not taking lightly whatsoever, coming off of that loss to UTSA, Tulane's loss to UTSA down at the Alamo Dome. And more importantly, sort of knowing that right now they're just as desperate as you are. One loss in conference play, just like you, and a second loss for both teams would represent probably right now being pushed out of this conference race, especially with South Florida and North Texas looking like, very frankly, they both might finish with one loss. So you don't want to give up the inside track. So we know what Memphis sees and the respect that Memphis has for Tulane. I would tell you that John Summerall shares a similar respect. Now, John Summerall, who Brad and I have talked about, you still see him even after that loss to UTSA, mentioned high on these SEC job openings, Auburn the latest. You see John Summerall, even in a down year compared to what he did at Troy and Tulane previously. I mean, they were number 17 last year in the country when the Tigers knocked them off. Had some very, very, not kind, I think very real things to say about the Tigers. They asked him if there's a revenge factor. We just talked about it. You know, Ryan Silverfield, after the loss to UTSA, you know, you're out of the AAC picture. You still manage to go down to Tulane and hand that number 17 team a loss that I think sort of led to, you know, what would eventually be a loss in the American Athletic Conference Championship game to Army. Like, that Tulane team came unraveled. And Summerall was asked this week, is there a revenge factor? Keep in mind, Memphis is the ranked team this year.
Yeah.
You're coming into Memphis, right, after what some might have said was a season-killing loss. It's not for Tulane yet, but it's sort of a reverse situation. He was asked if there's a revenge factor, and he said, like I talked about with Army, which Tulane beat in the AAC championship game, who beat Tulane in the AAC championship game last year, then came to New Orleans earlier this year, and they beat. There wasn't a big revenge component. There's not here. There's not many people from last season's Tulane squad who even played in the Memphis game. There's like five left, and isn't that the nature of college athletics now? That's me putting my two cents
in. Yeah,
there's like five left that started in that game, maybe. Over half the group in the locker room wasn't even on the Tulane team last year. We'll go at it a little, talking about the game, go over what went right and didn't go right, but don't put a lot of stock into last year and how it affects this year's game. So he's not big on the whole revenge factor, although I tell you, that's probably what you say to the media, maybe not so much to the guys. He makes a good point, though, and it's the point. You know, and a lot of these now, these rosters are new. Ryan Silverfield's basically got 70-plus new players. And so to try to compare things to last season, sometimes it's more narrative than it actually is anything that really applies to the game. Here's what he said about Memphis. We've got a really big challenge for us. He said they're a really good football team. They're as talented as anyone in our conference, if not the most talented. Told you.
I agree
with them. Obviously not our best week coming off that loss to UTSA. We've got to respond. We've got to go play better. We've got to coach better all the way across the board, everybody, including me. He went on to talk about Brendan Lewis. I've got a lot of respect for how he plays, says he's a real dual-threat guy. He's the guy that makes it all happen, throws it well, runs it well. Goes on to talk about him and talks about the running backs. Their three backs are elite. Sutton Smith and number 13, he's talking about Greg DeRozier, are real good players. DeRozier was real good against us last year. Their third stringer, we were talking about this with Frank Bonner yesterday, Frank Pissant. I think Frank gave me the correct pronunciation on that, or at least I've got it now after Frank gave me the correct one. The transfer from Middle Tennessee, we tried to recruit him here. He had three touchdowns last week, and he's not even listed on the depth chart from the Memphis game notes. And so Summerall's paying real close attention to those backs in this run game. Why is he doing that? Because, well, Tulane's 10th in total defense in the American, and they've been susceptible this year to the run. Here's something I'm going to add in before we get to Ed Scott. I think bears watching if you're on this Memphis side, and you might not have known, having not watched Tulane all season or on a week-to-week basis. They're getting a linebacker back. I was reading this Sports Illustrated, SI.com, that covers Tulane out of there. They are getting a linebacker back named Sam Howard. He's a senior linebacker who hurt his leg in the fourth quarter of their game at East Carolina. He's missed the last two. Now, he came back and played in that game with a fractured fibula. He's back. He had surgery on it, and he's come back. They've talked about how this might have most guys out. They call him, at least this outlet that covers Tulane, they call him not just the heart and soul of their defense, but the heart and soul of the whole team, offense and defense. This Sam Howard guy, linebacker, senior linebacker who's back. And so I say that to say this, if we see an improved Tulane defense this week, one that is better against the run, where I think Memphis has got to attack first, some of it might have to a lot of it might have to do with Sam Howard. Sounds like a guy who raises the level of play around everyone around him. He's that level of leader. From what it sounds like, looking at this Tulane coverage, they get him back. They're better against the run. That's probably a good deal of why. And so, still that said, you've got to go at them. Brendan Lewis will obviously still have to show them that he can beat them with his arm when he needs to, like he did against South Florida. And, I can't say enough how excited I am about this game. Clearly, John Summerall at least shares a healthy respect for what Ryan Silverfield and Memphis have done. In many ways, it's sort of a one-on-one battle between them as coaching candidates for Power 4 jobs. And clearly, it's a American playoff game. I imagine the commish will be here, right? If you were Pernetti, aren't you coming to Memphis for this one?
Yeah, I think
it's
the game. Yeah.
This feels like a Pernetti special, especially since it's an ESPN game. Mm-hmm. That's an opportunity to get Pernetti out on ESPN, talk to him at halftime about how strong the American is. So a lot that you can do. It makes a lot of sense that you would have the American commissioner and maybe even Soar, the mascot, coming to Simmons Bank, to the bank.
I think I had Soar here. Let me see if I can
find
Soar.
Let me hear it. Soar is our new mascot in
the
American.
Did I lose the
eagle? And as you know, it's been a great year of football in the American. We love hearing it. Maybe, oh, man.
I might have put Soar away.
It's a screech. It's an eagle screeching. You can probably almost imagine it. It's okay, Brad. It's not that important. And in fact,
I put him away in his cage. He's caged for now. You know, he's safe.
It's not the eagle we're worried about soaring. It's the Tigers.
Yeah.
Flying Tigers, dude. We're going to talk to Dr. Ed Scott, hopefully here after this break,
Soar,
in studio, about the Tigers, Friday's game against Tulane. Clearly, he'll like what John Summerall had to say about his football team. That and a whole lot more. Clearly, what's going on with Memphis women's soccer, they have been phenomenal. Number three
in
the country.
I just found Soar.
There's old Soar.
There
Soar better be flying his tail on down to Memphis to the bank on Friday. That's a big one. It doesn't need to be anywhere else. This is the one this week in the American. We'll talk about it with Ed Scott, Dr. Ed Scott from over at Memphis. When we get back, you're listening to J&J, 929 FM ESPN. Yeah, now this feels appropriate. It's a great time to be a Tiger. And Dr. Ed Scott, Memphis Senior Vice President and Director of Intercollegiate Athletics, is here. He joins us now in studio. As we said, unbelievable time in Memphis athletics. You got football vying for a college football playoff appearance. You have got Memphis women's soccer, number three in the country, vying for another American championship, yes, but a top seed in the NCAA tournament. Penny Hardaway, his team, going to kick things off or tip things off on Saturday. So a lot going on. It's a great time to have you here. Number one, thanks, boss. It's good to see you.
Thanks for having me back. It's been almost a year, huh?
It's been almost a year.
Yeah.
So I've probably got a year's worth of questions for you that I'm going to have to condense and get on down. Great time to see you. Number one, how did it feel last night to see Memphis in that bracket? Memphis football in that bracket is the number 12. Were you watching like the rest of us were on ESPN? And maybe you expected it like many of us did. But, brother, for those of us that have, you know, watched that thing grow to where it is now and been through some times to get there and to see it up there with the Ohio States and, you know, being talked about playing Georgia first round. I don't care if it's just right now. Man, it felt good. How awesome was that to see?
Well, there's two sides to the answer, right? One side is going to disappoint you. But the first side is anytime I see Memphis mentioned with those teams, with the top 12 teams in the country and a chance for a college football playoff. It makes you feel good. It makes me feel good for the university and the city, right? Because
yes.
There was a while where football wasn't where it is today. You have pointed that out to me before, and so have others. So from that side, I feel great. But you know me, and you know me well enough what I'm going to say next. That's my expectation. So, no, I'm not happy. I'm not happy because we have three more games to go, right? Our focus is to go 1-0 every week. I believe that's where Silverfield's focus is in the team as well. And so we got to take care of business on Friday night. And that's where my focus is, right?
So, okay. Now, you've already changed my second question based on your answer, and I should have known that you were going to do that. I had my chest all out saying, what is, you know, seeing Memphis up in that 12-team bracket, what does that say to the Big 12 administrator who told Ross Dellinger, you know, asked him, hey, what's changed at Memphis?
Yeah.
What's it say about the Memphis brand to whoever that Big 12 or anybody in the Big 12?
Yep.
You're right. We got to see it through
to make the
ultimate statement. But how about that? How about that Big 12 and what Memphis sort of represents the value and what it can be? I mean, we were seeing it on the television screen last night.
Yeah, well, I think, look, it's way sexier when you guys say that, right, than when I say it. You know, my position is I'm going to try to put us in the best position as possible. The way to do that, and I told you since I arrived, I told you last year, is to win. And we've been doing that. You know, I couldn't be prouder of where our football program is. Since I've taken over as athletic director, I think we're 19-3 in the sport of football, right? That's impressive. That's impressive on any level, and that's a credit to Coach Silverfield and his program. So I don't, you know enough about my philosophies. I look at the world different than most. I'm not trying to prove the Big 12 wrong. I'm trying to prove me and Memphis right. And that's a very different proposition, right? Because my focus isn't on them. My focus is squarely on us and what we can do. Seeing our name in there in that 12 seed and Virginia at the 11 seed,
yeah.
I love both of that coming from UVA because
right.
I know what Carla did to build that program back to where it should be. So I'm just proud of that. But look, if I told you that I'm content or fulfilled by seeing us up there, that won't happen until the last selection and we know that we've made that 12 spot and who we're going to play.
Tell me this, and you've been a guy that's been super transparent, so I'm really curious about your answer to this.
Sure.
And you've been on the job a year now.
Yeah. About 15 months.
Roller coaster we just went on, that loss to UAB.
Yeah.
And then you come back and follow it up with probably, you know, your greatest win. I pointed out with Ryan Serfield's greatest, that win over South Florida.
Yeah.
That week.
Yep.
That week as athletic director.
Yeah.
Do you go to Ryan? Do you say, brother, man, you got us backs against the wall right now. Maybe it's the whole football team you were addressing. Do you trust your coach in your first year, man, he knows where we're at right now after that loss. I mean, it's the second biggest upset. And, you know, we know what that loss could have done, and we know the backs are still against the wall. Are you talking to Ryan Silverfield that week? Are things a little bit more urgent, or was it just hands off and I trust these guys?
So, first of all, I trust all of our coaches to do their job. If I can't, then I have the wrong personnel. That's number one, right? The game against UAB was disappointing for me. It was disappointing for the coaching staff. Most importantly, it was disappointing for the young men. Now, the beauty that I have is I travel everywhere with football, and I'm in the locker room after game. I'm in there for every post-game speech. The guys on the team know me. So to see how they responded in the locker room, right, gave me hope that, okay, they're not happy about this. They understand what just occurred and the fact that it's going to put more pressure on them moving forward. So, no, look, when you hire great people, not just the coaches we have but the administrative staff, because I've hired almost all of them now, the great ones put more expectations on themselves than you could ever put on them as a leader, right? So at that point, I'm trying to figure out, Ryan, what do you need from me? If you need me to talk to somebody, I'll talk to them. If not, I'll stay out of the way. How are you doing? Are you sleeping? Are you eating? You got twins. Are you feeding your babies and making sure Katie's getting a break?
Because I need you at your best.
Right. And if he's not, so that's my job. Sometimes it's, you know, I talked to Ryan this morning. I talked to Penny this morning. Sometimes I'm a psychologist. Sometimes I got to, you know, put a little pressure on them. So it depends. But I said this to you last year, is that I'm not a fan, right? You guys are fans and supporters because you're alums as well. So your disposition is automatically different than mine. when stuff starts going crazy, if I go up and down,
yeah.
then the people I lead will respond that way.
Right.
So Terrence will tell you, the bigger the game at the end of the game, the more calm I get. During the game, I'm nuts. I'm locked in, right, yelling at officials. They don't let anyone around me. I just want to watch the game.
Yeah.
But as soon as we won that game, I give the Tiger Woods fist pump like I had a long putt, and I look for Terrence. I give him and Kathy a hug. And then I make a beeline for Silverfield. So my disposition doesn't change because my job is to have a macro view.
Understand that. And I want you, and certainly to, because you said some, I am a fan in many ways, having yeah. graduated and everything else. However, and I think John and I do a pretty good job at this.
Yeah.
You know, we've come from, yes, we got a show, and boy, can we get fanboy, and boy, can we act fan and get mad. But we've also been trained to cover it objectively, to be able
Correct.
So that we can
Correct.
Separately from the fan, much like yourself,
yeah.
hold these coaches, program always bigger than any one man, yeah. any one coach, hold them to account in a way that's fair.
No, I would agree
with
that.
In most cases, accurate. So I just wanted to make sure that,
no,
you know, when
I appreciate the clarification.
You guys are fans, yeah. and I am. There's a big, hey, I'm buying tickets for the game this
yeah.
weekend, taking my son.
Yeah.
There is a part of me that's rooting for Ryan, and especially the – like you said, the young men, the team.
Yeah.
Because it's about that. But I've also, just so you know, like when I'm tough on Ryan,
oh,
it's because we've been trained, hey, man, this is, hey, I got a basketball coach, got to win conference titles. Well, it should go across the board, right?
Well, and I appreciate the clarification. That's yeah. an important one. When I say fan, I mean that you all ride waves differently
Absolutely,
than I do.
Absolutely, we do.
Right? Yeah. And so a lot of the thoughts that you and others have, I have them at times. I just can't verbalize them. I
different.
Can't act on them, right?
Totally understood.
Your platform is through the radio where you can talk about those things. If I say that, it's I'm not supporting a coach. Look, Ryan and I both know. We talked right after the game, after the UAB game. Here's what he said to me. That's unacceptable. And I said, I don't need to say nothing. You understand that. And then I gave him a hug. And then we went in the locker room together, right?
Yep.
Because when someone's at their most difficult point, that's where the trustworthiness and the support really comes into play.
Mm.
Because if I pile on, well, Ryan, you know our backs are to the wall. Like, he doesn't know that? If he doesn't know that, we got a bigger problem.
Big problem.
Right?
Yeah.
And so at the end of the day, we're still playing for everything that we were, right? And if we use that right, and I learned this from Tony Bennett. He told me that he didn't think he could win the national championship the way he did had he not lost as a one seed to the 16 seed because he needed that to get where he ultimately went. And so that's my hope, right? I have experience like that to draw back on
yep.
and say, hey, if we use this right, it becomes a vehicle that propels us to ultimately where we want to go. Number one is the conference championship. We weren't
Absolutely.
Ranked in the top 25 last night in the CFP. And only the top 12 get in, and that cutoff line is somewhere around 7 or 8 because of conference champions. So we need to make sure we win the American. That's the way we get in.
Did you sense, because you're in those locker rooms, in those football locker rooms, like you said, a difference and anger? And I read it from the players. I
yeah.
know, and, you know, coming off UAB, you're angry.
Yes.
Was there a difference, whether it was anger or whatever else, in the locker room that you noticed for South Florida for Rice? Even that was a professional
yes.
win, where the defense,
yes.
in a challenging situation against a triple option,
yes.
came to play, held them to a seasonal rush. So I'm just asking, in terms of being around those players, was there a difference that you saw? Did we take them
Absolutely.
Lightly against UAB? That's kind of what I'm trying to ask you.
Well,
I mean, you're watching it week to week.
Yeah, I don't know if we took them lightly, but we didn't execute. Right? We just didn't execute. We didn't tackle, right? We get down to the 1 yard line and it's first down and we have two false starts
yep.
and you know, with all love to AJ Excuse Hill because of the fact of the delay of game with a young man coming in for injured B. Lou trying to win a game yep. for us.
Tough spot
to put him, right?
Tough spot.
And so I'm objective like you are. I look at it like that, and Ryan will tell you those games we gotta win. Our red zone percentage is something like 98% or 97%.
And we can run the ball.
Right. Yeah. And so we got away from what we normally do, and then we didn't execute when we put the play in. So there's no excuse for that. I don't sugarcoat that. You guys know enough about me to know that. But at the same time, my job is then to say, okay, Ryan, what do we need to do to get ready for next week? So in a time like that, it's normal conversation. Hey, man, how you feeling? You sleeping? What do you need? Right. You know, he's not on social media now, so I'll take the brunt of that. And it's just, we're grown men and we have jobs to do. And if I do my job right and Ryan does his job right, you're getting what you see right now, an 8-1 football team that the city and the university can be really proud of.
Well, and it's galvanized. And I've said
yeah.
it, and you'd probably agree. I mean, if there's a greatest strength, there certainly would be high on the list. It's yeah. keeping his teams together
oh.
after situations like UAB, everything else. I mean, you bounce back. You show the entire American, probably the country, that you are that team in the American. Like, you're talented enough to go out there, come back from 14 down against South Florida. You show that you're the best team in the American, I would say. Go, you were about
but
to
that's
say
Memphis, right? Yeah. Here's what I've learned in my last 15 months. That USF game was all Memphis. That represents the city right there. We get in a dogfight. We 100%. Go down. People are counting us out. There's a couple people leaving the stadium. The students stayed, right? The majority of fans stayed. And then in the second half, we do what Memphis does, that grit and grind. We
fantastic.
Get right back in the fight.
Defense got stops.
Right? They did what they were supposed to do. The offense scored, what, 17 points, I think?
Yeah, in that
right?
quarter.
Yeah, and for us to be able to take the lead. And then the young man, who's pretty automatic because of a penalty, moved him back. And then all of a sudden, he misses the kick. So what we did is what I expect. We gave ourselves a chance to win at the end of the game. But let me answer your question directly about UAB, right? I'm a big philosophy guy. And so what I think is that there are four stages to winning. The first stage is you got to learn how to compete at the level you're at. And you see that with freshmen, like A.J. Hill. He's got to come in and the speed of the game, the strength of the guys, right? Second is you got to be in the game late to have a chance to win. Because if you're not, then you don't give yourself a shot.
Yep.
The third is you got to learn how to win those close games. And we've shown that we can do that, right? But number four, where we all want to go, is domination,
absolutely.
Right? And so what I said to Ryan is I think we're at 3.5. Right now, sometimes, and this is our athletic department, you've seen it with some of Penny's teams, Brooks. I think Brooks did it against UAB, too. It was a draw against UAB. When you're hunting versus being the hunted, the mentality is different.
Absolutely.
And so you got to learn how to get over that hump. And that's psychological. That has nothing. That's why when you ask, did we take them too lightly? I don't know. But psychologically, we didn't come to play.
Mm-hmm.
Physically, we were on the field. Psychologically, we weren't at our best. And where we're trying to go, the margins are so small. And we have to be twice as good as everybody else because we finished in the top 25 in football and basketball last year.
Nobody gave me any love for it.
The next closest, right? I don't care about that.
Well,
we gave ourselves love.
We're
going to get back in it.
Absolutely.
We're going to fight. No matter how much love they give us, we're going to fight. And the beauty is this. The next closest budget to us was what, like Iowa State at like $130 million. That was double our budget. So we're efficient, we're effective, but we have to be that good. And when we psychologically don't show up to play, you get what you get in a UAB game.
Well, you've been effective, efficient. You've gotten it to 8-1. He's kept the team together, and now it's set up a huge, huge opportunity on Friday. I'm just curious for anybody listening right now that's thinking about whether to, you know, watch it on television, on ESPN, or go.
Yes.
And you saw the South Florida atmosphere.
Yeah, the Arkansas atmosphere.
We need that plus on Friday night because this feels like an American playoff game. In a lot of ways, you don't want that second loss, either whether you're Tulane or Memphis.
Look, I don't want a second loss any football season, right? I don't want a second loss in any season. Let's just call it what it is. I want to beat you every time you line up. That's just how I'm wired. That's how Ryan's wired. That's how our guys are wired. So, yes, it is a big game. We need you to wear your black. Look, I told Memphis that there was going to come a point, right, where I was going to ask Memphis to stand up at my press conference because I've stood up for Memphis, right?
Yes, you have.
When we needed to make moves and talk about conference realignment, I've been out front about good deals, bad deals, and I've tried to make sure
Memphis—
I think
the Pac-12 transparency particularly was important.
Right, and you see how things are playing out in football this year,
yes.
Right? And that's just who I am because I know that's what Memphis needs and that's how I'm built. And so this is a game where folks have been saying, and I said this last year, well, we want to see you play better competition. You have held us to task, you specifically, which I appreciate because you have not changed one iota about the fact that we need to get in a conference championship game. Well, the way we do that is by taking care of Friday.
Absolutely.
Right? One piece at a time. And it's not a moniker to sound cool or politically correct that every game matters. This is the beauty of it. We got a game in Memphis on ESPN on a Friday night to show the city off, the university, and how damn good our football team is. And if people don't come out for that, they can't tell me that we need a winner, we need to play for conference championship, and we need the spotlight. Because the people have asked for it, I've provided it, and Ryan's put a team on the field that's backing it up.
He has. And I need to say, I bet Pernetti loves you. Right now, with everything you got going on here, I bet he's calling you all the time. I said, Brad, he's probably make a trip down here for Friday. This is a premier game on ESPN.
Look, full disclosure,
you all seem to have a good relationship.
We do. You know, Pernetti's a New Jersey guy. I'm a New York guy. We keep it very real with each other, right? And he doesn't love everything I say. I don't love everything he says. But the beauty is, we always know where each other stands. He knows that Memphis is important for the American.
Are you his cow now?
I mean, but if you look at basketball, I told everybody before, we get P4 attention. We got 21 games on linear this year in basketball, and they did it was somebody in one of the local papers, either Commercial Appeal or the Daily Memphian, did a piece on, and I don't want to attribute it to the wrong person. Sure. That's why I'm not saying the name. But they did a piece on our exposure, right? And if you look at our exposure, we got one less game on linear than Purdue. We got one more than Houston, and we stack up against Texas Tech, and we're in the American, right? And the next closest to us in the league in basketball is 14 games. And this year, I haven't done the math. I know Terrence, my fact checker, my right-hand guy, will always tell me, but we're going to have at least 8 games on linear for football this year, right? I mean, that's prime time exposure. That matters.
Yeah.
And when you talk about Ryan, and we need to hit on this, and I know you guys got to go to a break or do something at some point because I don't know all the rules of radio. You'll walk me through it. But 74 new guys in that football program.
Brand new team.
You can say what you want about Ryan Silverfield, but the one thing I love about, and I use the word love, right, when I talk about Ryan in this way, he has built a culture where everyone is held accountable. And that's the only way you can bring in 74 new people after going 11-2 and be positioned 8-1.
Yep.
And so whenever anyone asks me about Ryan Silverfield, that's the first thing I go to. I saw a young man get on the plane, and he didn't have his tennis shoes on, as you say, down in the South. I call them sneakers, right? Mm-hmm. But it's, you know, yeah, difference. And so the young man gets on the plane, and Ryan goes, "Where are your tennis shoes?" And he goes, "They're in my bag, coach." He said, "Put them things on right now before you walk back there." And then he went to the guy's position coach and said, "That's two of your guys who got on the plane without their tennis shoes on. We don't do that." Everything matters, right?
Yeah.
And that's the kind of attention to detail that has allowed our program to be extremely successful while bringing in 74 new guys and replacing Seth Hennigan, who was a phenomenal, phenomenal Tiger and one of the best quarterbacks we've ever had.
Could be replacing a football coach. Somebody comes calling, or you might have to be fighting for one, retaining one, or having a list in your pocket. Things could get.
Listen, if, in my job, you always got to be prepared, man. That's a nice little layup, right? He tried to throw that up for me. But here's what I'll say.
John would call that bait. I threw you some bait.
I don't fish. A bait question. Right? So I like sports. So you just threw me an alley oop. And so here's what I'll tell you is Ryan and I have very open, honest conversations, right? And the beauty of Ryan Silverfield is this. His success for another job is inextricably tied to his success right now at the University of Memphis. So
1,000%.
What's good for his career is good for Ed Scott, is good for the University of Memphis, 100%. Is good for the city of Memphis, right? And
yes.
Ryan knows
yes.
that. We've talked about that. At the end of the year, if it gets to a position, I'll do everything in my power to try to retain Ryan Silverfield. There may become a chance where we can't compete. And if that's the case, I will hug him like I do before every game and tell him I love him, and I will wish him the best, and I will root for him for the rest of his career. Right. If we can't retain him because he doesn't want to be here and we can't match an offer of somebody who's just at that elite level,
right,
it's a wonderful thing for Ryan Silverfield. And what it means is that our program is in such good shape that our coach is that attractive.
No question. Reflects back on the university.
Exactly.
And a beautiful life.
So a lot of it just comes to mindset. Right. My focus right now, and I know where Ryan's focus is on Tulane because they're coming off a loss. Let's keep it 100.
Yep.
They're going to come in and they're going to be ready to play. They got a great quarterback and they're going to be fully prepared. So if we don't play our game, we're going to be in trouble.
Yeah.
And so that's where our focus has got to be.
I've taken up a lot of your time on football. I have to ask you, I'd be remiss if I'm, I mean, he's a great Memphis story. Brooks Monaghan, what he's doing for you in that women's soccer program, number 3 in the country, got a semifinal tomorrow in the conference tournament. Obviously, all of us are hoping and expecting to win the American, but this idea, high seed, we're hoping in the NCAA tournament this year. This was supposed to be a rebuild for Brooks this year.
Yeah, well,
these young folks.
But that's what I tell you. I don't pay attention to everybody else because I'm in the gyms with them, right? I see what they see every day. Look, Brooks never makes excuses.
He's unbelievable.
He's done this without a full-fledged locker room, right? He's done it with young ladies from all over the world. This is the youngest team he's ever had. Right? Our star player, Captain Ashley, who's a Memphian.
Is from Memphis.
Right? Think about
Ashley
that.
Ashley Henderson, yes.
Yeah, right?
Great
and she's a junior, if I'm not mistaken, yeah, right? She's a junior this year. And so for me, Brooks was in on my interview, so I got a real taste of him early when I interviewed for the job. And what I'll tell you about Brooks is in our department, because we have a very close-knit administration, we call Brooks the captain of the coaches union. Because if something needs to be said on behalf of the coaches, Brooks doesn't have a problem coming to my office and saying it. Now, with all due respect, Brooks is always respectful to me, but he'll let me know where things stand and what we need to do better. It allows me to serve him better, And what we've done is put support around him, and look what he's done. Three in the country.
It's unbelievable.
I told y'all before.
Lone unbeaten in the country.
Comprehensive excellence, right? Everyone wants to talk about just football and basketball, but why can't we be great in everything?
Well, I know. And this is why I need you. I know you say you don't do a ton of these because it ain't so much about talking. You got to go win.
Yes.
But this, I mean, I got Penny starting on Saturday. I got all these questions I got for you. We got to, you know, we got to get out of here. But this is why we'd love to have you on.
Are they kicking us out already?
Yeah. And we got basketball. This guy's rooting for UNLV when they, you know, and we got things we got straight.
I'll be at the game on the 16th.
My point is.
Oh, man.
They don't look good.
My point is, our door is always open. Anytime you got something to say or you wouldn't mind coming to answer a couple of our questions, we'd love to have you in here. Open door policy.
Look, I appreciate both of y'all, you and John. You guys have been very good to me. I think you're very fair. The other thing I will say is this. I said this to you before we got on air. I don't talk a lot because my job is to produce results. I talk when I have something to say. The fact that folks want to hear what I have to say to me is a privilege. And what I hope is, as a true Memphian, that both you and John can agree that I've done everything I said I was going to do to try to put this city with Ballin' on Beale Street and some of the other things that Terrence and his team put together is to put the city and the university in the best place we can.
Yeah.
And on Friday night, we're going to show it off.
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. Going to be there with the kid. Hopefully it's going to be a packed bank, Colin Simmons Bank, Liberty Stadium, the bank. Dr. Ed Scott, you're great to join us. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Dr. Ed Scott.
Yes, sir. Make sure you're cheering for the Tigers on Friday. It's a big one against Tulane. We'll be back to wrap it all up. You're listening to J&J, 929 FM, ESPN.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Doesn't matter if it's football tailgates or weekend getaways. The Leader's Compass Black Credit Card can help you take care of all those expenses. Maybe after winning over Tulane, you want to get on to Greenville, go follow the Tigers when they play ECU. Use that Compass Black credit card to enjoy 3% cash back on every purchase and 0% introductory APR for 15 months. No annual fees or limits. Leaders can do a lot for you. It's not just that Compass Black credit card. Better rates in most cases on car loans, mortgages, whatever it is for you, checking, savings, they do it all. Probably that and a lot more that your bank ain't doing. Visit leaderscu.com to learn more. Again, it's visit leaderscu.com/ESPN to learn all that leaders can do for you. Leaders is your financial champion for life and federally insured by NCUA. Want to thank Coach Norton Hurd IV and Dr. Ed Scott, athletics director over at Memphis, for coming in today. We're out of here, man. Get you set for Jeffrey Wright and company. For Brad, I'm Jason. We're gone.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus free professional installation right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.